We're live. We are on the, yeah, it's just Mia, Elise, and myself, Maria Gadales, and the I Am Possible Radio Show. Our other two magical magicians aren't here on this one. We're trying a new format where we're have less on so we can have a more volley approach, because today's topic is about five tools your business needs. If you want to start marketing online, establish your brand online, and get to those five-figure, six-figure, seven-figure months, here are the five essential tools you want to know. Mia, how do you want to do this? You want to rip them off, the all five, and then we detail each one, or do you want to save the fifth one?
No, let's just go through. We'll go through them one at a time. Okay. So people are forced to listen to us the entire time. Number five is a good one, and it's something you might not have ever thought about. So stay tuned to the entire episode so that you can hear what number five is for sure. But let's start with number one, which is the email system. Do you want to talk about the email system?
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to have a way to collect people's emails, and whether it be from someone that buys from you, or whether it be they opt in for your free thing you're offering, a lead magnet, a cheat sheet, a mini course, or challenge. And the reason why is because the money is in the list. You've probably heard that before. And more importantly, the tool we like to use is called ActiveCampaign. And the reason I say more importantly is because we've probably used everything under the sun. Like, I've even started using Infusionsoft, Mia, back in the day. Yep. Entreport I've used. I know you're familiar with ConvertKit and other mm-hmm. tools, right? MailChimp, yep. GetResponse, AWeber. I still get checks from AWeber from a decade ago when I was a teenager.
There's all kinds of them. Yeah. There's a, what's that? Constant Contact is out there too. Yeah. There's a bajillion different email platform systems. We prefer ActiveCampaign because we think it's the easiest.
Yes. And also my analogy, and I know people said, okay, that just explains it all. A lot of people go, well, I don't want to pay that money for ActiveCampaign, which isn't much. How much is it for ActiveCampaign if you're just starting out?
If you are fresh new to ActiveCampaign, you can pay $107 or $109 for the year for the first 500 subscribers. Now, obviously, the more more subscribers you get, the more you pay. But the whole point of having a list is to monetize your list. So the more subscribers you have, the more money you make, hopefully.
Yeah. So that's like 10 bucks a month, if that, when you first start out. Yeah. Now, MailChimp is free, and other ones cost, like ConvertKit's like $29. But here's the analogy. Okay, if you are here to grow your business, which hopefully you're listening to this podcast, and that's the whole reason why you are listening to it too. You're interested to make more money and spend more time with family. You actually want to grow into the system that can serve all your needs down the road. Changing technology is a huge cost of your time, effort, might lose you money as well. So why not go with the thing you're going to grow into? So if you've got a Ferrari sitting there, which is ActiveCampaign that has almost the same tools like Entreport can give you, why not start with a Ferrari? Because they're offering you a Honda Civic price to start out with. That's my analogy.
Yes. I love that.
And everyone, please don't get scared of the investment in your email software, because it will make you money. You can do behavioral retargeting. You can tag people. You can do some really cool stuff, more advanced level stuff when you're ready for it. And then it'll bring in extra sales for you. Like, we just brought in almost 3,000, right, Mia? Just from email marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. I just checked today, and that was strictly through email marketing.
Yeah. And $19.95 product to start with. So that what's cool. And I say that because some people, including a call this morning I was on with a client, has ActiveCampaign and it's like $600 per month they're paying now, because they have almost 70,000 on their list. And she was thinking of downgrading the plan. I'm like, well, why? Like, you're running almost $1 million business or more. You're going to have to invest in what's the engine to your business, and your email system is that. So $600 is nothing. Don't complain about that, please. Like, everyone, please know, if you started a retail business or bought a franchise, you're talking at least, what, $100,000 in upfront costs. So come on now. 10 bucks a month, 600 bucks a month. As long as it's bringing in your cash flow, go for it. Yeah.
I had a conversation yesterday too with our paid group. And one of the members inside of our group, she mentioned she also pays like $700 a month or something for ActiveCampaign. And at first I was like, whoa, that kind of took me back. But then she followed up that statement with, but they also make me a lot of money. So she had the right mindset that you pay for the system that is going to house the people that make you a lot of money.
Yeah. And we have a lot of people live here, Ray, Ginger, James, a few of you. Hello. Ray saying he uses Klaviyo. Forgot that. If you're a physical product-based store, and James sells these really cool calendars of just incredible art, photography, everything about Ireland. But Klaviyo is like the Ferrari for people who use Shopify or sell physical-based products. That's like a really good, robust email.
I wrote that down so that I don't forget it.
Yeah.
Klaviyo.
Yeah. And it integrates beautifully with Shopify if you happen to use Shopify as well, or WooCommerce, et cetera. I've used it in the past. It's pretty good, pretty slick. What's the second tool, Mia?
Okay, number two, you absolutely must have a landing page platform. So we use ClickFunnels, and we have a love-hate relationship with ClickFunnels. We always bounce off and try and find out what else is out there. And then we always come back to ClickFunnels because it's just easy. It does what we need it to do. We can make landing pages very quickly. It has a payment processor already integrated into it. So we use ClickFunnels, but there are other things out there like Lead Pages, ConvertTree, WordPress. There's also, there's a new one on the market. Oh gosh, I get their emails all the time and I forget what it is now. But all you have to do is type into Google landing page platform or builder or something, and okay, it will come up with a bajillion of them. Again, there's all kinds of systems that you can use. So finding the one that works and has all of the necessary bells and whistles that you need for your business, run your business, is important. So for us, we run a lot of micro offer funnels. We teach people about micro offer funnels. We also run challenges and webinars, and ClickFunnels is just an excellent, like, all-in-one encompassing landing page platform. So you need somewhere to be able to collect people's email addresses. So in the previous step, we said you need an email system to be able to collect people's email addresses. Well, you need a way to create a form to gather people's email addresses. And you also need sales pages and opt-in forms, thank you pages, video pages if you're running a challenge, a webinar page if you are doing a webinar. So you need somewhere to send people to that isn't just your website. Number three is you need a payment processor. So somehow you need to be able to collect money from people. So it won't be a five-figure launch if you have no way of taking money from people. So we recommend Stripe or PayPal. I don't know if there's any others out there. What do you know, Maria?
Yeah, I forget some of them because sometimes if you're doing a huge launch, you want to have a backup. You can go straight and get a merchant account, it's called, but you have to go through a more serious application for it. Mm-hmm. And I forget now some of the names that I used to use. But there's, I think Gumroad is also another one that's an easy one to set up.
Okay.
But yeah, the two big kahunas, PayPal and Stripe, because Stripe is just so easy. And for any of you who are not American, like if you're Canadian, I know we've had this in our Piggy Bank Funnel Live course that... or when it was Inner Circle, you can get a US dollar account opened up at your local bank. You don't need to fly to the US, especially with COVID-19, to open up a US bank account to think you got to accept US dollars if you're a non-American. You can, like in Canada, my bank, I have a US dollar account. For my corporation, I have a US dollar currency account. And then when you go to Stripe, I'm going in Stripe as a Canadian, but I can link it to my US dollar currency Canadian bank account, which then allows me, which is really cool, Mia, to get payments in American dollars. And that's mm-hmm. nice because Canadian currency is lower. So, you know, if I sell something for $100, that's really 100 US, that's more like 130 to 135 Canadian. So in my mind, I'm like, hoo-hoo, I can buy a bigger house, you know?
And you can actually cheat the system in a way, because we were running for a while, we were running ads out of Maria's Canadian account. So she had an ads account that was set up in Canadian dollars. And then we were running funnels to a US dollar funnel. So yeah, we stopped doing that because it hurt our brains to make the conversions all the time. But if it's just you and you're like testing something out and you are in Canada, that's something fun to try, because what we found was that a $13 cost per purchase was the same in Canadian as it was in the US for whatever reason. Like,
yeah,
it didn't cost us any less to run in the US account. Yeah. So $13 Canadian was like $10 US or whatever. So like, we were really, we were doing pretty good in that respect for a while. We stopped because the conversions were really hurting our heads. But if it's just yourself and your own bank account, by all means, go for it.
Yeah. And then Maria Jones mentioned something we forgot, Squarespace.
Like, SquarePay, yeah.
Yeah. And then I do remember this other one. I don't know if it works for Americans, but Canada, there's something called Moneris. So I got a merchant account with Moneris, which is through my bank at that time. I think it was Bank Montreal, and that allowed us to accept payments as well. So
One thing to note is if you do have, what was the thing we were running into? It was like your
Discover card,
Stripe account, because you are in Canada.
Yeah.
Could not accept Discover cards. There was something strange about it. Like, we just had the hardest time accepting Discover cards.
Yep.
Maria Jones says, correct. If I run in US dollars instead of British pounds, it is cheaper for some reason. Yeah. It's all about the like conversion rates and however that works. Like, the US dollar, I feel like, is the gold standard. And then any other outlier out there, just everybody wants to run it in US dollars for some reason. I don't know why. It's understood that people are going to pay US.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah. Okay. Number four is a visibility platform. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that, Maria?
Yeah. Everyone's wondering, do I go on LinkedIn? Do I go on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok? Oh my God, you get so confused. Just pick one. Just pick one. We happen to like Facebook, like Instagram's strong too, don't get me wrong. But Facebook, because that's where you have your Facebook groups. And especially if we do challenges, that's one of our four promotion types we feel you need to get to $1 million business. And when you run a challenge, it's very effective to use either your own Facebook group or what's called a pop-up Facebook group to use that. So visibility, that way you get used to it as well on one platform. And then as you grow, you could always then repurpose your content to other ones. So yeah, that would be the big thing, because you got to tell the world about who you are and go ahead and use it.
If you can't make a big splash about your launch, then nobody cares. And what we know for sure is that people need to see something at least 7 times before they make a commitment to buy. And so your whole launch plan, everything works together. Your emails, your sales pages, your challenge material, your Facebook ads, Insta stories, your organic posts, whatever it is, like somebody needs to be able to see the same thing at least 7 times before they can make a commitment to buy. And so a visibility platform is so important. And the reason we didn't just say Facebook is because Facebook is not the only visibility platform out there. There is Instagram, there's YouTube. You can just record videos and send them in your email. There's,
even WhatsApp nowadays, people do
WhatsApp. Yeah. BombBomb, like those video emails that you can send to people. Like if you want to do one-on-one outreach to a list of people. So there's tons of ways to be visible. You just have to be visible somehow during your platform. So, or during your launch. So if it's a 5-day launch, then every single day, sometimes twice a day, you need to show up somewhere in some in your ideal audience's realm.
Hey, we forgot podcasts as visibility.
Oh yeah, podcasts, definitely.
Speaking of podcasts, as we talked to you on our podcast.
The podcast. Yeah, podcasts, yours and other people's, right? So if you are doing, if you know you're launching something and you want to be visible on in front of somebody else's audience, like if there are people who had, who have an audience that's similar to yours and that they may actually buy your things, you can arrange ahead of time to be on their podcast and then, you know, give them an affiliate link or something like that, so they get a bit of a kickback. But that's an excellent way to be visible in somebody else's group or in somebody else's audience, which is cool. All right, the last one. This is the golden nugget, the golden egg, what you guys have all been hanging around waiting for.
Go for it.
Number five is a must-have tool, is your mindset.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
The dollar tool.
Yes. Yes. What is mindset, and how does it relate to launches? Tell us, Maria, what do you got?
Yes. Huge. There's so many aspects to go down here, but first of all, I'll just give three quick tips and I'll share, you know, how I did my first like $1 million launch. Right. And how that happened. Cause I never could have done it in the first year of marketing online, because my mindset wasn't ready, right? So I grew into it. So I'll go 3, 2, 1. So going back from three was that I stepped into already doing $1 million launch. So I visioned it, right? So in the mindset, because you've got to reprogram your brain, because most of us are trained from school to not be an internet entrepreneur, right? Because if you make that much money making money online, they think you do drugs, right? Like when I was in my 30s living in this multimillionaire golf community, double gated in Sandestin, Florida, like, yeah, all your neighbors are usually retirees in their 60s from Wall Street, right? And they're like, who are these young kids in their 30s with the Mercedes, the Audis, and the golf court just to walk their black lab? Like I used to at night. Anyway, going down a long trail, I never could have gotten to that unless I stepped into, I'd already done the $1 million launch. So that's the strategy then of like, and I see our existing clients going through this mindset shift right now. They have to get here, being okay to delegate. Because what would someone who does $1 million launch do? They're sure as hell not doing every single thing on Instagram and on Facebook, and then their emails, and then in the sales page, they're hiring a copywriter, they're hiring a team and delegating, right? So that's what a million launch would be, right? So that's when step into it. So the second one in regards to mindset, and I know this is a weird one, and maybe you're gonna have some good tips, Mia, because I know you've being curious about things.
Oh, like, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm curious about how this sales page is going to go. I'm curious if this email is going to work. And if it doesn't, if it flops, then because you were curious about it rather than, oh my God, this is going to, I'm going to give up. I better go back and get a consulting job of Deloitte Touche, Pricewaterhouse, right? Like, and trust me, those thoughts do go through my mind. Okay. Was I better off getting a job of a corporation, because there's highs and lows of being an entrepreneur. Yeah. So changing your mindset shift to being curious about things. So then you're then always testing and tweaking, because it brings upon that. And then number one is to help you visualize it. Like, this is what I do a lot. Like, you know, for also that $1 million launch, like I would write my goals down. Like I actually.
Huge.
Yeah, people probably know the story. Like I gave away a 67 Mustang during this launch to the top affiliate, but I actually printed out these cards and laminated them. Like I did it in PowerPoint and then just sent to the printer and got them laminated. It'd be a picture of the red 67 Mustang that I had that I was giving away. And then on top it said, you know, the $1 million launch. And then on the bottom it said, in the time period. So I was looking at that. I put it on my mirror because I made lots of copies. Put it on my computer. I made a small ones, carried around my wallet, put it on my fridge. So you hear that all the time, but this stuff works. Like some people even change their passwords to $1 million launch. So even every day when you're entering your password.
Subconsciously, you're just always typing in $1 million, $1 million.
Yeah. And I think you have to do it, because like we have so many negative thoughts in our brain that if you're not consistently reinforcing with these positive thoughts, then the negative ones like I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy of this money, or I'll never be able to do this launch, it'll flop, or I'm not as good as this person like Amy Porterfield who has all these professional photo shoots and professional podcasting equipment in room, like, oh my God, how could I possibly think I'm going to do that? Like all these imposter syndrome thoughts go through your head, and it doesn't matter who you are, it happens. So you need to counterbalance it with like just programming good things into your brain now. So I'll shut up because I know you have phenomenal stuff to say about mindset too, Mia.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing too for any launch really is that shit is just going to happen, right? Like shit beyond your control is going to happen. And if you have this like rigid mindset of like, everything has to be perfect, everything has to be in line, like all of the emails have to go out, all like the landing pages cannot have any mistakes on it. Like if a button doesn't work, like, oh my God, we are ruined. You know, we've gone through all of these things with clients who have these kinds of reactions, and with ourselves. And one of the things that I have learned through my many, many years of being an entrepreneur, like my entrepreneur journey has not been in online marketing forever. It's been mostly in like photography and event photography. And so what I've learned through my event photography career is that shit happens all the time beyond your control that you could like, didn't even think about, could never even have imagined that that would happen. Like I did a Facebook Live about this a while ago, you know, didn't anticipate that we were going to be outside in the freezing cold and my printer was going to freeze up and I would need a pair of scissors, right? Like
your printer froze up.
Oh yeah. One of my very first events, we were outside and it was so cold that the printer, the way the printer works is like, it's a sheet of ink and then a sheet of paper.
San Diego, right? This is while you're living in
San Diego. It was like 50 something degrees. Like that's freezing.
That's the context of where you live. Not in Canada, but in San Diego. Okay.
Freezing is like 50 degrees. We're like, oh my God, it's so cold. So anyway, I needed a pair of scissors and I had to go ask a client for a pair of scissors. And how embarrassing is that as a vendor to have to go ask a client if you can borrow a pair of scissors? And so you better believe that like every time after that, a pair of scissors was in my bag. But that's the difference between like somebody who is seasoned and somebody who is still on their entrepreneurial journey. Like the person who's seasoned has the tools in their bag already to be like, okay, great. Like this happened and this is how we're going to fix it. So if you go into all of your launches knowing that something is going to happen that you just didn't anticipate, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of what, and then being able to recover quickly. So maybe there's a button on your landing page that wasn't working for 5 hours, or maybe they're like an email forgot to go out or something like that.
That happened to us on Friday when we launched our flash sale. People couldn't check out. Yeah.
Couldn't check out. Why? Because there was still PayPal in there when there wasn't supposed to be PayPal and it glitched something. The difference between us and some other entrepreneurs is that we just roll with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't stress us out. We know that the money is going to come. What is meant for us will be for us. What is meant for us will never be taken away from us. So if people couldn't check out for like 5 hours, okay, damn. Like, let's go fix it and then go email those people and say, hey, thanks for letting us know. It's fixed. And that's exactly what happened. Somebody emailed us and said, hey, I can't check out. I really want to. We emailed them and they bought right away. And then they bought our upsell. So
yeah. And then that makes the process enjoyable, right? Because, because you may have people working for you, or maybe some of you are freelancing to make extra money to finance your business, which actually is a powerful strategy, mm-hmm. Really powerful. We all do that ourselves with an Eye Impossible as we're building the brand up. But, please know that how you react also affects your team. So please keep that in mind, because that'll be usually the first client I stop working for is if they freak out at something that happens. And then if you feel so bad, even though you may have, worked so hard and that one little mistake, even though the 99 things were wins, you're not going to be able to attract a team around you until you start going more of the flow. And like Mia said, like you don't, it's a matter of what, like we should always go into our next launch going, okay, let's make bets on what will go wrong. Out of it.
And you hear like, how to build resiliency and how to encourage your children to go for their dreams is to ask them, like, how did you fail today? Encouraging them to fail, because through failure, we actually learn a lot more.
I'm writing that down. How did you fail today? I love that.
How did you fail today? You know, instead of saying like, tell me what you did today, it's like, tell me what you failed at today. Because through failure, we learn and we adjust. In sales, they say the best thing you can ever hear is no, right? Because as soon as you hear a no, you know you can move on.
If somebody's like, I'm just crying.
Right?
No, I'm so sorry. I had to interrupt you there for a second because that is scary. I literally had that conversation last night with someone.
Oh, really?
Like, saying the difference between people who make it and don't when they first get started online or break through is that, they start their day with how many no's will I get? And they get excited about getting a no.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's amazing that you just brought that up. So anyway, so I just have to point that out.
Maria and I are always on the same wavelength, always. Even when we don't know it, we'll say something and be like, oh, I was just thinking that same thing. Like, we were always on the same wavelength. That's so funny.
And then look at Ginger says, Mia, you're blowing Mia's mind. I like some of the comments right now.
I know. How you feel today is part of my transformation journal for my front offer. I love that, Ray. That's so fantastic.
That is amazing.
It's so important to understand that failure is just a teaching moment. Failure is the opportunity to go and find something that works. And when you're going through your launches, if you have a mindset that like, there are things that are going to happen beyond my control, it is not going to ruin me. It is not going to ruin my launch. What is for me will come to me. What is for me can never be taken away from me. The universe has your back. The universe already has like this, whatever, like you want it, I'm going to give it to you. If you can envision it, I'm going to give it to you. If you can keep your mind right, we'll get you there, right? So the universe already has your back. You just have to believe it, dream it, go for your goals, put your blinders on, don't worry about anybody else, and know that what is for you will come to you. And if you don't hit your goal, and this is another big thing, because I've worked with a lot of clients that have like absurd goals, that when I look at them, I'm like, there's no way we're going to hit that today. Like, we might hit that in 2 years, but there's no way, looking at your audience, looking at your list size and what our plan is, that we're going to hit that $500,000. There's just no way. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't dream about your $500,000, but you should also celebrate what success you do have. So maybe your goal was $500,000 and you really thought you had a plan to get there, but you didn't get there. Maybe you hit $250,000. If you cannot be grateful and thankful and celebrate the $250,000 that you made, you will never get your $500,000 because gratitude and being thankful for what we currently have is what allows the universe to give us more. If you're not thankful for your $250,000, the universe or God or whatever you believe in is not going to be like, okay, well, you were disappointed at that price point, so let's give you another $250,000 and see if you'll finally be thankful for it, you know?
Yeah.
We've worked with so many clients who are like just down and out bummed that they didn't hit their goals, but never stopped to appreciate the money that they did make.
And appreciate how great they are for getting to that. Like, it's so, we often don't pat ourselves on the back. And when you are grateful for that, then what happens is you stop for a minute, think, and then reanalyze what got you to that 250,000, right? And then rinse and repeat it to get to the 500,000. But maybe then you got to increase ad budget. Like we have our high ticket toolkit calculators, right? Where we can help someone get to $500,000, $1 million launch, but with realistic critical elements that go in it. So if someone needs to spend $50,000 to make $250,000 in ad spend and build up their tribe, then we know, okay, then you're probably going to need to spend $100,000 based on these metrics we saw to get to 500,000. So what Mia is probably talking about, because we get this all the time, someone probably comes to you, I want to spend the same amount of money and make 500,000 now instead. Like, hello?
Yes. And I think that people are a little bit shocked at the amount of money that they have to spend. So you hear all of these unicorn success stories. It's like, I spent $10,000 and I made $500,000, you know, mm-hmm. that's unrealistic for most of us.
Well, is it true?
What they right. And that's another question. Is it true? Yeah.
And they didn't tell you what they spent maybe 3 months ago on Facebook ads. And I've seen that. I've been behind the scenes of that.
It's like at the casino, you know, when somebody's like, I hit the jackpot. And it's like, okay, but how much money did you spend to hit that jackpot? You know, sometimes they're actually in the hole.
Yeah.
But, would you, if you could make $500,000 by investing $100,000, would you do it?
Repeat that because that's so powerful.
If you could make $500,000 by investing $100,000, would you do it?
Heck yeah.
I think most of us would say, hell yeah. Like if I could make $500,000, and that's where people get really scared, I think, because $100,000 investing that kind of money, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the return could be exponential.
Yeah.
So when you start to make money in online business, a portion of that money should always go back into your business, whether that's through list building or ad budget or whatever. I think a lot of us, as we start to make money, we start to pull it out and invest it back into our personal lives. But when you start to make money, one of the first things that we recommend is take whatever money you make through your funnel and reinvest that back into your funnel through ad spend or what have you, so that you're building your list and building your buyers, running traffic through your funnel. Maria Jones says, but I don't have 100,000. I don't either. So my goal is not to make 500,000 right now. So sometimes when we look at setting goals, we look at either what our goal is that we want to make and what do we have to spend to get there, or we look at what we do have to spend and what is a realistic goal based off of what we do have to spend. So there's two ways to approach that. I don't have $100,000. If I did, that would be amazing and I would invest it to go make $500,000, but I don't have that. So we can look at what we do have and then base our goals realistically off of what we are willing to invest. So two ways to look at that.
Yeah. So it's okay to start small and then just build up. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Her goal is 5K for now. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. What is for you will come to you. All right, friends. Those are our five tools your business must have for a successful five-figure launch. We're going to recap them really quickly. Number one is an email system. You have to be able to grow your list, collect email addresses, and deliver emails to actually market to your people. Number two is a landing page platform. So you need some way to build out sales pages, opt-in pages, video series pages, those, all the things that go with your launch. Number three is a payment processor. You have to be able to accept money somehow. It's very important. In order to make money, you have to be able to collect money somehow. And cash is not king in marketing. It has to be a credit card somehow. Number four is visibility platform. So you must show up everywhere, all the places, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, if you can, videos recorded and delivered via email, on Pinterest, if that's where you're at, LinkedIn, if that's where your people are, you must be visible. And then number five is mindset. It's important to have the $1 million mindset. You must be resilient. You must be flexible. You must have goals. You must be able to visualize your goals. Otherwise, it'll never happen. Anything else to add to that before we sign off?
No, it's excellent. I love it. Perfect.
All right, guys. Until next time, we will see you on I Am Possible Radio.